Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. Today is the 22nd of January, 2020. In history, today was the day Queen Victoria died in 1901, and really it's been downhill for the British Empire ever since. In our opening section, we have a sealed, intimate interview with Queen Victoria, containing classic questions including number of children, favourite sex positions, most becoming royal hat, and how she felt about being Empress of India. Celebrations today include Hot Sauce Day and the Celebration of Life Day, which is handy because nothing makes you feel more alive than a shot glass of chili sauce. Today's guest is one of our fan favourites, the Kiwi who makes the French go wee-wee, the James who makes the ladies go up in flames, the dapper scrapper himself, James Nokise. Welcome back.
Thank you. Queen Victoria liked the hot sauce, didn't she?
I mean, so they say.
Yeah.
Coming up today, our big story is migrant news, but first, some headlines. In the news today, Donald Trump has responded to claims that the Iranians have put a £60 million bounty on his head in response to his political assassination of General Soleimani by saying this is a deeply offensive offer and he is worth at least four times that much. Some sources suggest that he's gone on Murderbay, the eBay for hired killers, as a ghost bidder to drive up the price on his own head. A new health service called Stopping in Midstream has launched that allows patients hooked on watching TV streaming service box sets to engage in a detox program that teaches them to turn off their own screens and go to sleep. According to the Daily DM, one psychotherapist at Stopping in Midstream, otherwise known as SMS, says his patients are being slowly trained out of the compulsion to watch more television with the assistance of a number of specially trained stern nurses who walk in and deploy any one of a number of inspirational statements like, go to f***ing sleep, you're an adult, and it'll still be there tomorrow. And finally, a woman in Switzerland claims she has a cow that can read the future, but refuses to tell anyone about it. The cow is called Edelweiss, and Mrs. Adela Heidkins, who owns the cow, says you can just see it in her eyes. Also, you can taste in her milk that she's just in a prophetic mood, forgive the pun. A number of pilgrims have been streaming into the small Swiss village of Lauterbrunnen to find out what the future holds. When approached for comment, Edelweiss, the cow, stared into the middle distance with a prophetic look in her eye. And that is your headlines for today.
Oh my God, what does she say? Don't leave us on a cliffhanger, Fraser.
Well, this is the point. She just knows. You just know she knows and she doesn't say anything.
I thought she was like mooing and no one could figure out if it was a positive or a negative moo.
No, she's just keeping her own counsel.
Oh. Oh, that hurts me and the others.
It is time for our ad section, because what are you going to do? Keep your money? Got a nice car? Worry about your carbon footprint? Join the Car Truck Club, where you can get a truck to carry your car around. The carbon footprint is significantly larger, but it's not your fault. Blame it on the truck driver and sufficiently distance your sense of moral culpability from your actual moral responsibility. Car on a truck. Never turn your car on again. And here's the classified section with a Lonely Hearts dog ad. Cracking boy Sizzles is an 8-year-old, 8-foot-tall hellhound who's ready to start his new life in a fun home. This enthusiastic boy has a fondness for food, walks, and toys. Sizzles can be slightly worried by new people at first, but food will help you to build a bond with this lovely chap, especially if the food is the people. A rural environment would be ideal for this hellhound in a home where he is the only dog in the home, so he receives all the affection. He will murder and consume any rivals. He's had his basic training, including house training, which is handy because his poop will eat through wood, tile and concrete floors, and he can never be left alone. He needs supplements, including the souls of the damned and lots of fresh blood. Could this handsome chap be the missing puzzle piece in your life? Going for a dry January? Giving up a long-term damaging drinking habit? Unexpectedly hungover after falling off the wagon and shaming yourself once more? Try half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. It's not alcoholic, but you can still drink it. Spoken by Alice Fraser for the Freshwater Supply Chain Board. Not intended to replace medical or psychological assistance in the process of addiction recovery. And that is your classified section for today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The Last Post.
And our top story today is migrants news. James Nokise, you are our migrant expert as a multiple migrant with multiple migrant history. What's going on in migrant news today?
I mean, this is a very fancy way of saying I'm homeless, Alice, isn't it? look, it's a big one because as we know, Brexit is marching on, or is it? Who knows? For Brexit is the magical word that keeps on not giving. There is a free movement deal which is coming through between New Zealand, Australia, or Australia, as it's known. My apologies for that whistle on your country name. And the UK, and really it benefits the UK citizens. They'll be able to travel to any of the colonies with complete free movement. It's a new card which is being called the Enlightenment Card.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah, so they'll be able to do free movement as long as they participate in a one-hour lecture of native people about why their country isn't as good as Britain.
Fascinating. That will keep numbers down.
Well, surprisingly, a lot of English people are signing up for this thing. I think it taps into their roots, it taps into their culture, it taps into something inside them that they're not comfortable speaking about, but feel definitely at the polls. So it's got a different name, obviously, in other countries. I think the Australians are referring to it as the oh no, not again. and in New Zealand, it's called the off. It's a Māori word, in case you're wondering. WHAKOF. And I look forward to complaints from my Tangata Te Whenua cousins about that particular joke. So it's a big deal because I think it really helps out a lot of Brits. It might help heal the divide that seems to be in the United Kingdom at the moment?
Yeah, I've heard some complaints about this, including some parties which suggest that it is merely a reopening of the British Empire and an attempt to scrabble back the land that they gave up when they realised it wasn't such a good idea to steal land.
Well, I feel like a reopening of the British Empire has been on the cards ever since British people kept harping on about back in the day when things were good. Because, of course, for a lot of us, the question that wasn't asked was, what do you mean back in the day?
And also good for whom?
Exactly.
I mean, one of the arguments that I've encountered regularly when talking about the British Empire and the history of the British Empire is they should be grateful we brought them the railroads. But given the state of British rail at the moment, it might be a similar situation to what's happening in the church, where many churches in Australia and in England are having to ship in Christian pastors from places like Africa, where they shipped out the empire and now they're bringing it back new and improved. So if we can get a rail system that doesn't have as many strikes, I am all for this return to empire.
Well, I always thought they built the railways overseas so they had somewhere to put the trains that didn't work in the UK. It's like, your train has been delayed, we're very sorry, it's actually about to be retired to New Zealand, where it only has to go at this speed all the time. Because in New Zealand, if a train ride takes 12 hours, that's just on brand. In the UK, there's a lot of complaints.
Well, to return to migrant news, it's interesting. There have been some calls by people, including the Wiggles government in Italy, for the new New Zealand to be used as a storing location for all of the displaced people. We're currently in a world migration crisis. Blame what you want, whether it's American television or climate change, for these mass migrations of large numbers of people who are being turned away from many other countries.
And also in New Zealand, there's calls for this. I said, you know, the foreign minister who's in a different party to the Labour government, you know, just put them there. That's the big campaign slogan that's going down. I think it's, you know, very much an adolescence tidying the room kind of mentality towards refugees. I don't think we should be treating a new landmass as a corner that you can just tuck everything in. I don't know if that's really the geopolitical solution that the refugee crisis is looking for.
And now it's time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice and guest, this is from a man. It's just entitled, I am a man. What am I supposed to do about it? Stop blaming me for being a man. Yours sincerely, a man, spelled M-A-N. James Nokise, as our man expert, what have you got to say on this?
Bro, as we say in New Zealand, have I got the book series for you? It's the Mansplaining series. It's my own book series I'm currently on a tour with at the moment. It starts with the classic How to Be a Man. It comes into the second book, which is What is a Man? Mm-hmm. And of course, the very popular third book, Cry, Maybe.
Well, look that up. I was going to ask you if you have anything to plug, James Nokise, but that sounds like the thing to plug.
Look, buy the books, get the podcast. We might be doing a movie on How to Be a Man. It's a bit controversial at the moment because we had a script lined up, but then Guy Ritchie made that film instead.
Thank you so much for listening to The Last Post today. You can listen again tomorrow. If you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. The Last Post is a Something Else and Bugle podcast production. I'm Alice Fraser. The executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at yoquierodineropodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.